So I was praying over these scriptures here this morning. My heart was stirred just by this last line of today's reading, the second letter from Paul, the great missionary who was writing to those in Corinth, in Greece. He says, "You are being enriched in every way for all generosity. You are being enriched in every way for all generosity." I'm becoming more and more convinced of the absolute need for us to be generous givers, and I don't just mean financial, as important as that is. To be generously giving of ourselves for what end? For the sake of the kingdom. As missionary disciples, we're hearing more and more of this because it's time. We are being enriched, and we do a good job of being enriched here with our adoration, with our devotional practices, with our personal prayer, which is an absolute necessity for everything, every aspect of life. Here in Bismarck, we are enriched spiritually, and we will keep doing that. But that always has an end for Jesus, for his apostles, for today's saint, St. Aloysius Gonzaga, that enrichment must bear fruit and go out in generous giving of our lives in the street corners, in the bars, in the restaurants, so that our enrichment produces joy, because that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And if we're truly enriched and trust that Jesus wants to do everything for us, our Father loves us beyond imagining, then the fruit is joy, and people will look at that joy and say, "How do you do that?" And we simply say, "I don't know, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus." And bring that most powerful word, that all-powerful name, everywhere. But not in a hypocritical fashion or a pharisaical fashion, in just a simple, joyful fashion. We're good at being enriched. We need to keep doubling down, and it takes time, on our generous giving. And again, I don't mean simply financial, but please. But in the giving of our very lives for the sake of the kingdom. As St. Aloysius Gonzaga did, who grew up with nobility, he had everything. And he heard about these stories of Jesuits going off to India, missionaries, giving it all so that the name of Jesus could be proclaimed. And he wanted to leave it all behind, and then a plague struck, and he gave himself in service to those who were dying, and himself succumbed, and died at a ripe young age of 23, and couldn't wait to get to heaven. He'd done his job, 23 short years, sainthood. For us too, our desire should be to joyfully proclaim the name of Jesus to the mountaintops, to the street corners, and the salons, and the malls, and the you name it. Begins with continuing to be enriched, and then begging the Lord to make us generous missionaries of his holy name. And we need that. We need that. We do not belong in pews. We belong in the streets. This is our nourishment place. This is our home base. So at the end of Mass, every Mass, it ends with go, go, go. Go and announce the gospel. Go forth. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Go, our mother says. You've eaten, children. Now go. Tell them about who you've received. But we can only do that with a smile on our faces. Frowns don't work. And that enrichment must produce the fruit of joy, which is the fruit of an absolute abandonment into the tender arms of Jesus. Say, "You're going to do everything. You're the victor. You win. You win." And that means we win. And the smile comes on our face. And people see that smile in the midst of the darkness of the world and say, "I want that. I want to wear a smile, not a frown." The fruit of the Spirit is joy. There's nothing more beautiful. There's nothing more desirous, perhaps, of the human heart. Jesus, enrich us to be generous givers of the same grace, your life, through which we receive life.